The following shiur has been presented by Rav David Yasilovsky, Dayan, Beis Havad, Lakewood, New Jersey, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. This volume has been graciously dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Shimshon Beanstock and family in the schus of Mordechai ben Sarah Basha Beanstock, Ha'orech Yomim Toivim. May the Torah studied through this volume bring him continued gezunt and hatzlacha ad mea v'esrim shana.
Gittin daf pevov. The Gemara started discussing minyoy medinanu la'olam. Why we write and they get these words minyoy medinanu la'olam la'afuki med Rabbi Yosi da'omer zman eshashtar mechir chalov ula'olam la'afuki med boi minei rove merab nachmin da'omer ayim me'atishtu yilmach yatishti. Machoikis Rabbi Yosi and the Chachom of Zman Yishoshtar Mechiyach Olavunat, we paskin like Rabbi Yosi. But Rashi says, even though we paskin like Rabbi Yosi, the Zman should be enough to say that the Gerushin is happening from today, still we want to get ourselves out of any kind of machlokes, sheyetze adov beheter, that we should go clearly to be matter with this get. Well, yetze shem psul ha-meshpoches Yisro. There shouldn't be any kind of shem psul on Mishpachas Yisrael. Some bezdin later will come and say we paskin like the Rabbana, maybe we don't want that, so we paskin. You write it in the get clearly. Minyan b'dinan ula olam lafuki minay b'dinan Rav Nachman b'boy minay Rav Nachman hayom atish limach atish. The Gemara really full paskin clearly. The Shai Lord is given the paska. Still Rashi says we shouldn't do that because shelo hitzi laz al get. We're very concerned there shouldn't be a laz on the get. And we find Kamel Chumris and Hilchas Gittin, they were machmir, in order that there shouldn't be a laz. What's a laz? Maybe I don't have a shekel, as it is, Sanhedrin folks. Who cares? We care. We want to make sure that nobody will say a word about this get that we're doing. It should go out a clear heter. And therefore, the halacha is, we make such a Chumra. The question is, Asadot, a Gemara in the first Perek, and that's also a Nafkimini La Halacha. The Halacha is, if somebody wants to come and say, we should start the Mizayin Oisius, we're going to make the Oisius that I get exactly like a Sefer Torah, and we're going to put all the Zunim on Shatnez Gatz the way it is. The Halacha is Moichim Biyode, and the reason is, there's a Gemara in the first Perek that says that if somebody wants to be Machmir on the shliach to say that Sarach HaTalamer al Ko'is Fo'is, you have to watch the whole thing. The Gemara says you shouldn't do that. Why? Because you're going to become Mimaitzi Laz and the Gitna Roshoinis. So there it says that we're more concerned, L'chayra, about the Laz that you're putting on. You're making a Chumr now. You're saying that the Gitna till now weren't fine. So that you're making a Laz on the first. And the Maisa, this halacha that I give you mighty laws on the kitten that were done till now, it's the Hanach talks, but it's a chumra more than changing minhagim in all areas. In all areas, you're changing a minig in halacha, the minig in halacha. Here, so you say, l'chumra, maybe make a chumra. But here, you get to change a minig and make a chumra that's saying that the people that didn't do this chumra till now, chas v'sholem, maybe there's something wrong with the mishpacha, maybe the mamzerim, people will talk. So you can't talk against the gittin. We all know that every get, after the get is done, the rov is machlus. As a voice said, the elm should know, there's a cherem from Rabbeinu Tam, and it's talmidim, that you're not allowed to be moitzi laz on the get. And we also would start off to this cherem. So now, a Bezdin wants to come to make a chumris all of a sudden. We say, we don't want to make laws on this get now in front of us. But if you're going to make new chumris, you're right there making laws on the get in Roshayim. So this kasha, the Trumas Adeshin asks. It's Simin Reish Lamed Beis, and he says, really two stereotypic points, but it really is Oyle B'Kona Echad. The first point he says is that if there's a suffix about what we have to do, we have to do the right thing, Keturi Yasilo, and we have to be worried about making sure that the get today is done correctly. And we're not concerned about being Moitzi Laz, and more concerned about the get that's done now. And we're not concerned about the laws of the Gitna Roshoyim. The second thing he says is that if it's such a thing that it's a chumrah, only it shouldn't go a laws. L'moshel, he cites what we spoke last year about Tavinu Tam, was machmer to write Harei Muteres L'chol Adam, and he changed all the Tavtan of the Gittin. And even though the original Gittin were really fine, but we want, because some Mishnais didn't say Harei Muteres L'chol Adam, we want that the Gittin today should be perfect, so we're going to put in Harei Muteres L'chol Adam. Even though we spoke that Harei Muteres L'chol Adam is Ikur shall get, but it seems like he's saying that Rabbi Tam Gufa didn't care to make laws on the Gittin Rishonim because the Gittin were fine. There was no problem. What was the problem with the Gittin with it? Maybe somebody will say laws in the future. So again, if so, reflects the Trumas Hadeshim. So what's the difference between us in the case of being Mizayin the Oisius? So if there, that's different. In the case of the Oisius, the laws is going to be, if we're going to do the Chumrah, people are going to say about the old Gittin that there was a real serious psul, not just the laws. And if we're not going to fix it, what are we going to say today? We're saying we're missing a Chumrah. The truth of the matter is it's Pashat Halacha that, again, is not like a Sefer Torah, and this is the Ksav of all Gittin. So it's not worth the risk of a real laws that people will say that there's a emes apsul in the original Gittin. But then he says the Gemara by Tzorach HaTalamet al Ko'is Fa'ois, people are gonna think that the original Gittin, they were Shanim Matbeh Shetovu Chachom B'Gittin, and it's not worth that people should say a big laws on the old Gittin, for us to add on Episode Chumrah on the new Gittin. But when all things are equal, and it's just a question of a laz on our Gittin, or a laz on the old Gittin, what wins is we have to make sure that today's get goes without any laz. And he says for this reason, negate to the next Gemara, that's why we're looking, making sure that every single get has a dechsim on it. Even though we know we pass in like a belezer, that edim is sirikalti, and you know, edim choysman al getel and betikun al oilam, the only reason why we need it is because, really, according to the Rosh, it's edim toive kamash mulan. The Amshar Shlomo says it's not, it's really a tikun al oilam, but yes, today, bizman hazeh, we rip up the get. After the gerushin is done, we rip it up. So, what's the point of the Eidei Chasimah? Nobody's ever coming to use a get to go be goy v'aksubu with this, or to go get a heter to get married with this. All it is for is right b'shas the gerushin. So, what are we doing it for? Zok the Trumas Hadeshin that we're doing Eidei Chasimah today because we want to be yoytze shittas Rameir. Rameir holds Eidei Chasimah karti, and we want to do the get according to Rameir also, because Kamistam Mishnayasin was going to Rameir. So therefore, because he wanted to be a heter gomer, and nobody should say any laz, anybody should say any word that the get is not perfect, so therefore we're going to do it even Rameir today, even if somebody would say something about Friedrich Gittin, that maybe they would do it once upon a time like a belezer, but that's why we have to make sure that it goes perfect again. I think there's two other big takonis that Benu Tam still the Vek in Hilchas Gittin, which were also for the first reason we spoke, that when the original Gittin have a serious problem, we certainly don't consider the laws of the Gittin of the Shoinim. Famously, Benu Tam changed the old Gittin, all said the name V'chol Shum V'chanicha the Islay. Rabbeinu Tam changed this, and he said, we're going to write all the names out, Reuven, the Miskri Shimon, and you're not going to write the whole Shum, the Chanicha, the Islay. The reason is because sometimes people won't have a second name, and you say the whole Shum, it's Mashmer, there's another name, so somebody can see Laz. So therefore, it's the wrong thing to write. The right thing is to write every single name. And so he writes a tshuva that is posted in the Tzedaket. He says, this that you're telling me, the Gama Shekosav to Shein Lashanas Haminig of Ne'alaz, Mirig Zeh, Gehenim HaMafreya, Shem Shoytim Nagu Chachom Le Nagu, Va'afilu Mirig Hogan in Oika Halocha Elam Kinder Fefes, Ubezeh Te'isa Toz Godel. See, Rabbeinu Tam was not concerned about changing a get, the whole way that everybody wrote get until now. I shouldn't change it because maybe there's a laws. The answer is, if till now the gittin were not being done correctly, and sakert, maybe it'll be a laws in the way it's going to go out till now, it's much better to have the gittin written properly today than having the old gittin. Another thing, Rabbeinu Tam changed. Originally, he held that you can be koyfer on a baal who says moyes alai. It's a big question. The Rambam is famously hold that even if a husband, if a wife says moyes alai, I can't. So the halacha is you can't be koyfer the baal to her to be shmishamish the baal, and it's a reason to be koyfer on a get. L'maisa all the rishonim acholik on this. So Rabbeinu Tam originally held like the Rambam, and then he changed things. What about the Gittin Rishayim? He said, listen, we made a mistake. For till now, we were makel to make Gittin like this, even though we allowed on the Gittin Rishayim, there's no such thing. It's a true as a rush. Also, he was in Spain. He said, all the Gittin that happened till now, according to the Rambam, Masha also Osui, but from now on, we have to do like the Rishayim, and that's it. I is going to be a lot of the original Gittin, people are going to say that the Mamzerim. It's more important that if there's a real Safek and Halacha here, and we have to be Machmer, so then there's B'chamo Shaila that we have to change things around. This the Maribin Leib asks in this Tshuva Sarosh if it stims with the Tshuva Sarajbo. The Rajbo does say by the Chassam Sofer Eid there was a town that was noig the cooler, like the Sheet Sarif, to be make Chassam Sofer Eid, and they want to know if they could change. So he said, this you could change because it won't be nicker if you're not machtem the Sofer. Bashma the other things, yeah, and the Rajbo brought a raya really over there. Rajbo brings the Gemara. The Gemara says you should say that Tzoros Elva should be Chalet Lemet Avemis. The big Machoikis based Sham and Bissil about the Tzoros Elva. So the Gemara says you can't do that because Mayasu Tzoros Rishoinis. What do we do with that then? So really, after Miyashavit, it's a Marit, and it gets Posh. They say that really, that Gemara could be different. The Gemara there, the question is, we know for sure, like the halacha is like this hill. And the question is, should we be matal a lot in those people that were noig like this hill till now because you want to pacify the shamay also? So that, we say this is nishkin svara, but about it, in something that we're going to have to change the halacha now because we want to change the halacha now and we want the getting from today to be perfect, we're not going to concern ourselves with the fact that it's going to be put a lot in the getting of Hashem. Another place you find Yativ Gittin talks it by the famous Shaila Meshuhud the Miskri Meshuleib. He says over there, the changing Shemus, we're not concerned about Laz getting of Hashem because the way it's written, one gets another get. It's not something that's general, but where is it? Yeah, problem. Besides, for where there's a question of all gittin in the world, or a question of changing the name of a city, it says there you could be concerned about it, but on something that's particular about certain gittin, that you wouldn't be concerned. Then it says about names of the city, horrors of the city. there is a tshuva from the Maril. The Maril spoke about when it's in the Tosef of the Nohol. He says we're not going to. There's no problem about him to change. He brings a Rashi. A Rashi in Shabbos says Bavo Bursuf Meinaf Kemine the Indian Gitten Shinish Moishmo. That if something changed, we have to change the way the Gittin are written. And the Goyin brings this Maril and the Tshuva in the Rashi in the Ksumin Kuf Chav Ches is called Chav Tes. In the Mayones, they say that Aget brings Marzach, Bal Yeria, that if you're a place where the Gittin that are written till now don't say Mayones, and you see that there happened to be Mayonis in that place, he says you shouldn't write it in Beilaz Gittin on a Shoinim. And you could say that this is really the same thing we're talking. If it's something that should pass all the get the way it is today, then for sure you don't have to think about the Laz Gittin on a Shoinim. But if it's something that is not really Ma'akiv, like the Mayonis on such a thing, maybe you would say they don't change it because of the laws of the Gittin of the Shoyim. In the Tshuva Zerei de Behuda, in Simin Pach, it's a whole big fight there was on Malmasad of the Gittin, who wanted to say that the name of the city should be called Pilz, without the Tes, Pei Yud Lamed Tzadik. And the people Ma'ar on the get, they said that people call it Pilt with a Tes, and or Pilots, and the Maisa, the Rav held that it's not Shaya such as Achalam at a Tes and a Tzadik, and it was a big fight. It came to Nedi Behuda, and Nedi Behuda said originally in Ksubas that were written, there was written yes with a Tes, and he thought why it's not correct, and he says there that those that want to say that on the Ma'arim that they're nafu, they're in the chayim for Rabbeinu Tam, it can't definitely not like that. A father Rabbeinu Tam is not machrim in the case where somebody's ma'ar kedin. If somebody has a point where the Gittin weren't written connect till now, and now they have to be changed, that wouldn't be nichal in the chayim of Rabbeinu Tam. Just a bit. That Yehuda there continues that he comes up with Merodik. He goes, "Einisha Eitzes, how to miyashiv what the Rav was doing? Even that maybe from now on they should be machrus for 30 days that the name of the city is Pilt without the Tes and be machrus mekan labo the way it is." But so where then was Chaveinu Tam? What was he machram about? It's famously, the Ramov brings this famous story, the get Miprag. There was a get that was given there, and there was a man who was ma'ar on the get, three different tainus he had, and they were machram him in the bezin of Rav Shachne. I don't know if it was the Rabbi of Ramov, or it was different Rav Shachne, and the Ramov brings Kama v'kama Truvis over there saying that there was no reason to be machrim him, and other rabbis, those that were machrim him should be in the chair because it was a Tam Chochem, he wasn't by the get, and he has, if he feels that there's a problem that's happening here with this get, so he has a right to say his day. And Teich the Dvorim, they bring a Mordechai, which brings a ma'aseh from Rabbeinu Tam, ma'aseh bocher echot shegirish es ishtoi, then this is la'achar, v'koydim ha'nesuim hoitzi kol shekadas Moshe was kosa b'reish. Really, we'll see later, the Ramon, the Truva in Tzadik Aleph, says that's what it should be kosher to get, and la'aseh, Rabbeinu Tam, he was by the chuppah, So Rabbi Thomas, a person to give another get. So the old discuss over there was kofer to give another get. Once he put him in the cherem, the person was mitzi laz on the get. So they're talking over there that I mean, there shouldn't be. So Nachal Shiva says the big arichas he has about cherem Rabbi Thomas at the end of the nusach v'dini get in sim mem hey ois on ches. Through Samach, he talks over there that about this maisa was exactly the reason why Rabbeinu Tam put the chayim. Even though Rabbeinu Tam, in this case, the maisa mitzvah is a chumra, he did hold that the maisa he should get a get the chumra, but the mokum that is a baal that's demanding money, he wants the mechalik that in such a case you would. He wouldn't have been mechoshesh and wouldn't have given another get, because be'emes the ir was nishkeven ken ir. But on such a things, Rabbeinu Tam made the cherem in order that there shouldn't be merivus. But generally speaking, the takon of Rabbeinu Tam was that there shouldn't be merivus, there shouldn't be fights. People shouldn't be able to just put out a thing against somebody who already got divorced and make a fight and try to get money out of them, and the people be machzik, or they paid money so they machzik the coil and such as that. So what about the he says with it that he was coming to my merivas, but he's not coming to marim amzerim, and therefore if a case is talking of somebody who was coming to ma'ar was lefitumoy. And there's a real problem about it, he would have to say his thing. One thing there is, he brings the Truma Sadeshan over there that does say that if it's such a case where there was a dune about to get before and there was a discussion and they passed it one way, and the Truma Sadeshan's case was they were already get for a ketana. And the shaila is how to write the get, and they wrote the get straight to the girl, and lamaisa, there was somebody there was ma'ar, and the Trumas legend says that this shmekt from cherem Rabbeinu Tam. So ask over there, really, is it Tam Chochum has come to ma'ar with a real problem? So they say over there that could be in such a case, once they were machlet, that this is the way it is, and so after they made a psak halacha lemaisa, there's no reason to ma'ar on the get. And if you are ma'ar, then ubinichal and the chayim will be no tam. All fairness, this ma'isa and Nachal Shiva points out that the whole Trumas Hadeshin is keneged on first around in Kedushin, that he holds that you have to write the get to the father. And lemaisa, when it would become, if there would be such a get that was given for Kedushin Ketana, Lamaisa Mechayev to give two gittin to be Yotzevot day. So the day that was said by that time of Chochem is something that was not forgotten, because Avada, if it's a Shailo La'alocha and it's Negea to the Kashrus of the get, Avada is no reason to hold that back. But Avada, once a Psak was given clearly and the Ir went to, also says over there, if there's an error of suffix, somebody's not sure about something, what he has to do is to go quietly to Gdolim, and they should paskin it. But once the Gdolim paskin and they come out clear psak the way it is, avade, there is a negeh de chem over Rutam. It's also a Navinaget. Famously, the Maram Lublim was Maran Neget that he held it was, there's an umdana against the get, and a big fight it was. Lamaisa, the Maaseh Binyamin, writes after the whole thing, after we passed through all this, if anybody says something, it's Nichal Lo Nechem over the time. Similarly, famously in the Klivaget, with the Besdin of Frankfurt was Ma'ar on the get, there also, the Shagazai writes in his Shuva, after Mavar all this, that Avadis wasn't shy to be Choshish on the get, any kind of problem of. So now it's Negev, the Chayim of Rabbeinu Tam. So once we come out with a psak, and it's clear with the Shiloh went to all the Gdolim, and it was Kepaskin Kashrus, anybody talks afterwards would be Nichal in the Chayim of Rabbeinu Tam.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.